You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
The moment that it, like, you hear fa la 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 la, I'm in Kirkland's getting their Christmas candles. Their Christmas candles. But those things throw a scent through your whole house. Anyway.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
The White House reportedly helped Hunter Biden reach a deal to keep the buyers of his paintings confidential. Did you know this? Because he is, I don't understand why his paintings are going as high as they, this guy, he paints by spitting paint through a straw, right? Right? Isn't that how he paints?
That's what I heard. His paintings really blow.
Yeah. Well, at least he's using a straw in a healthier way, right? Apparently, they're going for, like, they're trying to ask for as high as $500,000 for this stuff. This is a guy who used racist slurs in I don't know how many texts, who got in trouble with Secret Service because he was buying hookers and blow with daddy's credit card. A guy who used his dad's office as vice president to close deals with billionaires. And the White House, I got to share with you this headline. I saw this morning and I actually did LOL. The headline that came out, this is Washington Post, deal of the art. White House grapples with ethics of Hunter Biden's pricey paintings. Oh, what? Wait, what? How? I would think that I said, I'm glad it's not using dad's office to close deals with billionaires and snorting blow off the family's platinum card while partying with hookers. That would be awkward. That's what I tweeted. Because it would be. Why is this? They think that the problem is the price of his paintings. They said that they're going to keep the people who purchase his paintings even confidential from him himself. Maybe it's because it's Joe buying them all.
I smell a money laundering scheme here.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, I think, at this point. I mean, I think that, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at this point. But they say that it is, they want to avoid these ethics concerns. And they want the president's son to be able to pursue a new career. And ethics expert Richard Painter told the Washington Post, the whole thing is a really bad idea. So instead of disclosing who is paying outrageous sums for this artwork, air quotes, so we could monitor where the purchases are gaining access, whether or not the purchases are gaining access to government, the White House tried to make sure we will never know who they are. That's a very good point. Because if you don't know who the people, how would you know that there's not any quid pro quo happening? I mean, his stuff is stupid. I'm looking at this. This is the dumbest. How in the world? I mean, there's a one thing is having a hobby, like a hobby, as you know, as he said, it's like it's my form of therapy. Like I crochet because it mentally unwinds my brain, right? It unwinds my brain. It helps me to relax. And I like it. That doesn't mean I'm going to go out and sell it for $500,000 at a museum. Okay. I know enough about art that I know what I know and I know what I don't know and I know what I like and I know what I don't like. And I think this is gross. He actually spits this out of his mouth. You're at least with the ones where it looks, I guess he's, I don't know, trying to be Jackson Pollock-ish. I'm not quite sure. Do you like his stuff?
I've looked at all of it. And again, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I get it and everything. But these just aren't really that good. They're just not. And not good enough, especially for six figures, let alone 500 grand.
It looks like something I would see next to the Live, Laugh, Love signs at Kirkland's. I'm not insulting Kirkland's because my mom loves her some Kirkland's. I will say that they have some really good candles in there. But you know what I'm saying? It's like you go to the artwork section where they have windows and I mean that are decorative windows. And it would be, you know. Steve has a special relationship with Kirkland. I don't think that they would have a Live, Laugh, Love sign.
At Kirkland's?
Yeah, I think it's more Hobby Lobby.
We could say it's my mom. My mom works there.
I don't dislike Kirkland's. I'm not mocking Kirkland's. I like Kirkland's. I like the moment that it, like you hear fa-la-la-la-la, I'm in Kirkland's getting their Christmas candles. Their Christmas candles. Those things throw a scent through your whole house. Anyway.
I mean, those aren't bad. But compare them to what Hunter Biden's putting out. it looks like he's putting out like microscopic views of bacteria and protozoa. Like that's what it looks like. It's not good.
One of my friends is, she likes Roy Lichtenstein, his stuff, and has like different kind of, well, not his actual pieces, but has like one. She has some original pieces of modern art in her place, but she's got a one that she really just liked of his that was like a reprint, and she had it framed in her house, and she really likes modern art. And I had asked her, I'm like, oh, what do you think of this modern art? I didn't tell her who it was. I just sent her the image. I think it was actually one of the ones that's in this Daily Mail piece that I'm looking at. Or no, sorry, Washington Post piece maybe. But, and she's like, do not send me, she said, she texts me, hang on, I want to get this right. She said, don't send me that crackhead's garbage. It's like, it was a joke. I didn't know you would actually know it. That's crazy. That's hysterical. Six figures. You could forge something like that and be like, no, it's a Hunter Biden. He just didn't, he didn't even know when he did it. He was high.
It's literally spit. And have we tested it for COVID? Has anyone tested his paintings? For COVID.
How long does the COVID last on canvas?
Or crack, for that matter, testing.
Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, he's using the straw in a healthy way. I do think that there's a very good point that's made that you have to ask questions as to whether or not people who are purchasing their paintings aren't just, the high price tag isn't just because he's, you know, Joe Biden's kid, right? And to hide that, I get it, how there were some questions. Can you imagine if it was just the Trump stuff? If it was just the Trump stuff, I think that there would be, oh my gosh, they would be losing their ever-loving minds. So, I don't know. There's definitely some. But when have they cared about ethics? I mean, this is the family that marched out the VP's office. When have they cared about ethics? The media has not said a single word, which, by the way, is part of the whole Trump suit. I mean, if you're watching a simulcast, you actually see the photo. You see what he's doing. I've done that in grade school. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms. Pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
In obvious news, plant-based meat is not nutritionally the same as real meat, says a study. Duke University studied meats. They compared 36 food samples, 18 of widely known plant-based meat alternatives, aka fake meat, to 18 grass-fed delicious ground beef options from a ranch of healthy, happy cows in Idaho. And for each sample, they measured the number of metabolites, the small molecules that make up the nutrients in food. It was published in Scientific Reports, the journal, and it discovered that beef contained 22 metabolites that the plant-based substitutes did not have. Shocker! Meanwhile, plant-based meat had some metabolites that the meat didn't have. Shocker, because it's not meat! And the largest disparities, say researchers, were in vitamins, amino acids, and other types of things found in meat and also plants. Really? No, you mean things made with plants are not meat? Yes. Rapper Pooh Shiesty held on federal gun and robbery charges. Wow, somebody's actually getting charged with a... Well, it's in Florida, though. Pooh Shiesty, his real name is Lontrell Williams. I mean, really. I mean, at least Pusha, I see. I bet Xi Jinping would never allow him to play Beijing.
But my
day ever.
Is just made. I just wanted to hear you say it. That's why I gave you the story.
Want me to say it in Pig Latin? Ou pay ice di shay.
All right.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, he got way in trouble. And apparently he had, you know, a semi-automatic weapon that he wasn't supposed to have. And there were some things that he had. There was a robbery because they stole some stuff from a store. That's what that's what's being alleged. So he's in jail. That is Kane's favorite artist on God's green earth, Pooh Shiesty. In fact, Kane has a notebook where he has "I love Pooh Shiesty" with a heart around it.
Why are you going to say stuff like that?
Just because I wanted to say his name a couple more times, and that was the only thing I could think of at the moment. A man bitten by his neighbor's escaped python in the toilet in Austria. How does that even happen? In Austria, of all places. No, it was true. A man was bitten by a 5 1/4-foot python during an early morning visit to the loo. It was in his own house. He was in his own little house doing his own little thing. And the reptile apparently got away from his neighbor's apartment and slithered through the drains. So they got it and handed it back to the owner. Do you want to know how the 65-year-old victim knew that there was a snake in the toilet? I swear to you.
Dana.
He felt a, quote, nip in the genital area. Can I just say, who does not look at their amenities in the restrooms before using them? I have since Arachnophobia. That movie came out, right? So, anyway, just, you know, be careful out there, folks. So, a couple other things. What do I want? Oh, Remington says, calm down, we're making more ammo. Remington says they're making more ammo. Calm down. We're working 24/7 to get ammo back on the shelves. We even hired Santa's elves. I mean, they didn't say the elf part, but they said the Remington Ammo president, Jason Vanderbrink, did say that the company's working 24/7 to get ammunition back on the shelves. Let's see. Cell phones and cancer. A new UC Berkeley study suggests cell phones sharply increase tumor risks. They say cell phones, it's the strongest study yet that they cause cancer, radiation, and all that stuff. Is there... This goes back and forth every year.
I'm not surprised to hear it.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh. I hate talking on the phone. I don't like sleeping. I don't have it by my head. I don't like to hold it to my face. I just don't like talking on the phone to people. I don't like using it for anything other than everything but phone service. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just text me. And if I don't respond, that means I'm not talking to you. No. Can I ask why this is still a policy when it's not a policy like everywhere else? This was from, it was departing Nassau, Bahamas, and going back to Charlotte. Flight 893. Didn't take off till the following day. And apparently there were a group of 47 high school graduates. They were on as part of a tour from Boston to Nassau. So they said that some of the students, they said, may have removed their masks due to ventilation and unbearable conditions because apparently the first airplane had mechanical problems and the airplane was sitting there on the tarmac for 2 hours. And so the kids were like removing their masks because have you been on a plane sitting on a tarmac for 2 hours? I have. It's hot. It is hot. And so they all got, you know, they all decided, oh, we can't take off because you're not. Oh, man. They said this was crazy. They said as the passengers were being boarded onto new aircraft, some of them refused to wear the federally required mask. Why are they still federally required? Because you can sit right next to. There's no social distancing or anything else going into the airport or going into the airport. People aren't wearing masks. I mean, I haven't since a lot of the mask stuff has been pushed back. Do you have to wear the masks in the airport still? I think so. Do you? That's so stupid.
It's been a while for me.
Because if you don't, then why do you got to wear them on the plane? It doesn't make sense. I always thought it was hysterical that they made you socially distance. I watched as a woman, she had two little girls. Where were we going? Florida. We're going to Florida for CPAC Florida. And I'll be, by the way, at CPAC Texas here coming up. I'm speaking Saturday afternoon at 1:30 Central. But we were going to CPAC Florida. And I watched as in another, coming up in line, there was a mother and she had several little girls with her. And they were all excited. Dad had business in Florida. They were meeting him there and then they were all going to meet up and they were going to do like, you know, a few days at Disney, right? They're super stoked. And she was going up, she was getting in line and I was sitting, Chris and I were sitting, my husband and I were in the, like one of the front rows, just of the chairs, just watching, just waiting to get in line. And the mom walks up with her girls and there was a guy, a business dude in front of her, and the lady behind the desk, the ticket agent, was like, ma'am, can you have 6 feet of space? 6 feet of space. Like, I think one of the woman's daughters may have looked to be maybe three. You know how hard it is to make a three-year-old? It's like, have you ever met a child? Have you met a child? And the woman just kept, the ticketing agent just kept telling her, ma'am, need to have space. 6 feet. It's marked on the floor. The stickers. It's there. And I told my husband, I said, if this agent is going to get sassy with this mom who's trying to corral these girls, these, you know, hurt a little girls, then I'm going to have to say something, I think. For over 40 years, Delta Rescue has provided dedication and everlasting love to animals that have been left abandoned. Delta is the largest no-kill and care-for-life animal sanctuary in the world. This super sanctuary is home to up to 1,500 animals that have been cruelly abandoned or born in the wilderness and cares for every animal for the entirety of that animal's life. Every animal at Delta Rescue receives the very best of care, and Delta relies solely on donor contributions from people like you for that care. By being a part of the Delta mission, you are the difference between life and death for so many of these animals. Donate today at deltarescue.org, or for more information on Delta's tax-saving estate planning, visit directly deltarescue.org/Dana and ask for my free estate package. It lays out all you need to know about growing your estate while letting your compassion for animals live well into the future. This is only available at deltarescue.org/Dana. Show your dedication and everlasting love and make your legacy work for the animals. Visit deltarescue.org/Dana today. All right. I definitely need to get into Florida Man. Let's kick it.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I don't even know what this is. This is a cane find. He likes to look for Florida Man. He really enjoys his Florida Man headlines. Florida Man is upset that he received two replicas of Joe Jonas's hands in the mail. What? Back in May, apparently Joe Jonas teamed up with the travel site Expedia to give away some very unusual promotional items. 550 3D printed limited edition autograph replicas of his hand. But now one guy is mad because he got two of Joe's hands in the mail and he didn't even enter to win the contest to win them. Oh, the 56-year-old man from Washington Post, Sean O'Farrell, has no idea. He didn't know what the hand was. He searched on Google and found out about the giveaway. Except he had not logged into his Expedia account in 5 years, and he certainly hadn't given anybody his information in hopes of getting a hand. He kind of shrugged it off and forgot about it, and then he received another hand a few weeks later. And he's like, this is ridiculous. He goes, I'm up two so far. Stop. He wrote, Expedia keeps sending me Joe's hands. I'm 56, a dude, and haven't done business with Expedia in 5 years. So they have no idea. He goes, if I get a third, I'm going to lose my mind. Who does that with that is a weird. Are there people that would do that? I want Joe Jonas's hand. That's just so weird to me.
Fans can be crazy.
But dude, a hand?
Fanatics.
Like if he was a hand model, that might be one thing. But this one is hysterical. Oh my gosh, this is so ridiculous. A Florida man sues an artist over invisible sculpture that sold. This cannot be real. $18,000. This cannot be real.
Real.
This can't be.
Real.
Except it is. Yeah, WCJB 20 ABC, creator of, it's called Nothing. The Nothing sculpture is what it's called. So the Gainesville, Florida artist who made this invisible sculpture, he's suing an Italian artist who copied the invisible structure. He said that it's Tom Miller. He's threatening to file a suit against this Italian artist. He said the Italian artist stole his idea and didn't credit him for it. Miller went on to say he installed his own invisible sculpture in Gainesville's Bo Diddley Community Plaza. And this was back in 2016, and his piece was titled Nothing. And so then this Italian artist, apparently Salvatore Garau, I don't know, he apparently copied it. And so now he's suing him. Can this be, how is this even proven?
Invisible.
Literally $18,000 he's trying to sue him for. He said this artist is selling a different nothing for $18,000. Are you, somebody did this. Only in America, man. Only in America.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.